Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another installment of The Golf Show from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. We are brought to you by Blackthorn Golf Club, Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, Zolman Tire, Zolman's Tire and Auto Care, voted the best tire store 2 years in a row by Kurt Outdoor Living. Make plans now to transform your backyard into an oasis with the experts at Kurt Outdoor Living, and by Lechleitner Door. Need a new garage door or repairing your current one, call Lechleitner at 295-6311. Well, the crew's back together, and we're excited. I'm Darren Pritchett, alongside John Foster, the general manager at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club, and the Blarney Hole. And I guess 2 weeks ago, we were separated. Last week, it was just me. And then now, we're all back together in the same room, maybe for the first time since last August.
I believe so.
How many times have you guys seen each other in the last 6 months?
Zero.
Really?
We did the show from the Blarney Hole. August, I guess it was. Yeah.
No. We really do like each other.
We do.
I was
going to
say,
I mean,
was this on purpose?
I receive an obscene text occasionally from Timmy, usually after midnight.
What is it, just type 105?
You know, we used to drink and go to dinner, you know, maybe have an adult beverage. But, you know, John's now in the, you know,
the orange crush.
Early bird my twilight years.
Right. And I'm just waking up by then. So our schedules aren't meshing very well lately.
What you need to do, Timmy, is take a look at me. And then reevaluate your life and say, I could look like that in 20 years. Do I really want to look like that? So there's still time for
you. Yeah, you're my hero. I would love to grow up just like you, Tom. You look great.
Let me get the sentimental music. Where's the Titanic theme right now?
People don't know any better because we're on the radio, thankfully.
Well, just wait until this goes on TV. Then the whole world will know the secrets.
You know, Tim, do you notice how many sponsors we now have?
I know.
Remember the old days when it was Blackthorn Golf and Warren Golf, and we got paid nothing?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think there's a little bit something going on now? That
I wonder if they know they're actually sponsoring it. Maybe they just, like, actually read their names. Just,
God forbid, I hope they don't tune in. I hope Nate Zolman's not listening.
Here's the dirty little secret. I just put these names on her just to make you feel better. I wanted you to feel important this morning. I mean, you get up at 8 a.m. for the golf show, so.
I think this is what you would call a value add to their other media buy.
I want to hire the salesperson. Is it Christian who's selling this thing?
I'm sure, yeah.
Man,
he's doing
dude could sell anything.
Well, as they say in the movie business sometimes, I can't remember what movie it was, that's not true as far as you know. As far as you know. Anyway, what are we going to do? I don't know. We're going to touch on a couple of things, including we always do this kind of at the start of every year on the golf show. We'll take a tour of the pro shops at Warren and Blackthorn. We're going to do Warren today, and then next week we'll take care of Blackthorn. And we just have some other odds and ends to get to here on the golf show, brought to you by all of those people, including Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame and Blackthorn Golf Club. Well, I know we touched on this 2 weeks ago. Might as well just kind of start with it again. But this has just been the most absurd spring that I can remember. For all the years we've been doing this, there have been some slow starts to the golf season. But this has just been absolutely ridiculous, for lack of a better adjective. I mean, you're in the golf business.
We have some better adjectives if you'd like to hear them.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, I mean, there's not much you can do when it's 30 degrees. No. It's 30 degrees. But as we sit here on this Saturday, where did things kind of stand with you? Do you feel like over the next week, with the temperatures now going into the 50s and 60s, the big push is going to come? Because I got to imagine a lot of people have cabin fever right now.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
The pent-up demand can
– Yeah.
We're never going to catch up.
Nope.
I mean, that's the part about this. This is just like an airline that – Mm-hmm. It's flying airplanes with nobody in the seat. You're not going to make that revenue up. So a little disappointing in that. But I guess it's, you know, last year the golf gods gave a little bit with us. You know, we did 1,000 rounds last February.
Really?
Yeah.
I forgot
so
that.
Quickly, the golf gods took away this year. So hopefully we have a good rest of the spring. And the forecast looks good long term. Yeah. I don't see anything too shaky. And again, a pent up demand and people, all the money they've saved by not golfing in March.
You would hope.
Now they can play more rounds.
You would hope.
That's a great plan.
That's our hope.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
No, I mean, the response, and anytime the temperature gets over 50, the phone's ringing off the wall.
Well, that's good.
And, It is good. People have recalibrated, I think, the temperature at which they'll play golf.
Yeah, that's
mine's
right.
Still 70, by the way.
So, same as your age?
Come on, man.
Sorry.
That's terrible. So, I've played. I have an event I'm leaving for tomorrow. I got to play 3 days of golf. I played three holes this year, and our driving range is under repair, so I've not been able to hit balls. So I'm looking for a whole lot out of me.
Is this the Crenshaw Cup?
It is.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
I don't want to drop names.
Second, I did. I dropped
two shows in a row within the first 10 minutes. We get name drops.
I got some great name dropping opportunity, of which I probably won't do because I'm so sensitive to the criticism.
I'll sit back and relax and listen.
All right, Steve Flesh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lefty, right?
Cincinnati boy won last week on the Tour Champions. His son plays for Xavier. Oh. And Steve was up last fall for our event and spent quite a bit of time with the staff and I talking about the Senior Open because Fox will be doing the telecast. Steve's on Fox. He's one of the the telecasters, I guess, one of the color guys out on the golf course. And he does a really good job, but hopefully he'll be playing in it now. So, yeah, so that's not a huge name.
We'll take that.
Okay.
We'll take that.
But yeah, the Coeur Crenshaw Cup, we hope as every year, and you know, the Notre Dame team, the Warren team, is don't finish last. And we do have a team from New Jersey, the Hidden Creek Golf Club, whose owners are well into their 70s, that play husband, wife.
That's so you can
pretty well, yeah. And so we've checked. I've checked the.
You pay their entry fee.
Well,
every
no,
year.
We just want to make sure they're there. And I checked the obituaries of the Newark Times. Nothing so far. So I think we're in good shape. And they're very nice people.
Where is the event?
It's at Stream Song.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't realize they had done that one.
Yeah, they did the original, the red course, and then Doak did the blue course, and then Gil Hance just finished the black course. It's now open.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's in the middle of nowhere.
It is in the middle. It's a former, I forget what they were mining, some type of strip mining, and it's the landscape looks nothing like Florida, I guess. So kind of dunes.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. So I'm looking
right
forward.
Right above Sebring, Florida, right?
North of Tampa. We're flying into Tampa, and it's about an hour and a half from Tampa. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm guessing it's going to be warmer than here, but who knows?
So you pick up their bar tab too. You make sure they have plenty to enjoy.
Well, no, we don't want them drinking at that age. That could be harmful to their health. They're very nice.
This is
people.
About not finishing last, John. Come
very
on.
Very nice people.
They might be listening. We got to be careful.
Yeah, that you never
yeah, I'm
know.
Sure. I'm sure.
That's true.
So, I'm sure.
So we're very hopeful of a very strong finish this year. Yeah.
Does Mr. Good. Crenshaw still play?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll come out and harass you while you're playing and he'll play a few holes here and there. But he normally doesn't play in the event per se. Him and Bill Coeur just kind of.
Is Bill a golfer?
Around. Bill played at Wake Forest.
Oh, wow.
But I've never seen him really swing a club. He just stays away from it. I don't know why, but I understand he was a fairly good player at one point. But
if you were a PGA Tour player and you had success, let's say you had a 25-year run, you're now 65 years old, you're done with the Senior Tour. Would you play a lot of golf, or would that be it?
It's a little weird, Darren, because I know Ben at – we had an event 2 years ago down at Tuscaloosa in Georgia, and he actually played. He filled in for somebody in the morning and played 18 holes. So we're sitting at lunch, and I had a friend of mine from New York who's was on our team.
Here we go.
He's a donor to the university. No, I'm just saying. Ben came up and said, you guys want to go out and play this afternoon? And I'm like, no. Are you kidding me?
That's my 18 for the month.
And
I'm done.
So David said, sure. So him and Ben went out and walked another 18 holes.
Oh
so Ben loves to play golf.
I think some guys are just different. Some guys love the game.
I mean,
game,
Tim,
we've
talked about this. You see the players on the range, especially the Tour Champions guys. You know, at Benton Harbor, we go up there and watch. They're on the range talking to each other about this new swing they've tried and this new club, and they're a bunch of geeks. Yeah. I mean, they're still into it. They're still excited about playing. So I think a lot of them just love playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have us.
I mean, I say this a lot to people, and I don't think that's fine. I mean, we have members that aren't golf professionals that love the game way more than I do. I mean, they are addicted to it.
Absolutely. And I think I went through that when I was younger, and I know Tim did too.
Being in the golf business, does it take away some of your desire to play a lot?
Yeah,
because you're around it all the time.
I think there's that
busman's holiday, I think they call it, you know, where You know, you walk out. It's like when I go on vacation, people are like, "You're taking your clubs?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" I don't know. No. When you do you take your microphone on vacation and you know, do a simulated
kind of a personal
broadcast?
Question.
I don't think he's had a vacation in the
last. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, I have not had a vacation since 2014.
Might be a reason
when
to
the
take
South
your
Bend
microphone.
Cup started in 2015.
That may explain the yeah, touchiness.
Right.
Yeah.
He was quick with that too, wasn't he?
He really was. Yeah. Oh, goodness man. Gracious.
Some of us have a certain zest for living, you know? Oh, let's see. We're 10 minutes and 46 seconds into the show, and we've accomplished
nothing.
Very little. So we'd like to welcome our sponsors.
They were.
We've established that the weather's really been bad.
Next week, the opening closes will last 5 seconds. So we're really excited about that. Since I did not get a chance to speak with you guys last week, let me just get a couple of reactions from you on the first major at Augusta National, the Masters won by Patrick Reed, whom we found out in a name-dropping session 2 weeks ago, spent some time at Notre Dame last year during the Georgia football game. He was actually on the Georgia golf team, got kicked off, and is a Notre Dame football fan, so he actually came to South Bend as a Notre Dame fan. He hung around the staff at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, and you were very impressed by him, despite the stories we've heard about him.
Yeah, you know, he's got kind of a checkered past.
Sure.
And it's well-documented since he won, but just based upon our interactions, he was great.
Awesome.
Now, that's all I can base it upon.
Sure.
He is actually going to be on the Notre Dame Day telecast on Monday.
I saw that.
I don't know if he's coming here or is it remote, but they do fly some people in, I know. But he just loves the place.
That's great. Yeah.
I didn't realize that his mom and dad aren't allowed to come to golf tournaments until I read a story after he won. They were just a few miles away just watching the golf tournament. So it really is a shame, but it was a terrific performance. He had to be clutched down the stretch. Guys, it was a great leaderboard on Sunday.
That never fails to disappoint. It fails to come through, actually. It never disappoints because it's just – every year there's a new drama, I guess. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll tell you, if that tournament went another two or three holes, I don't know that he would have held on. You know
I
what
agree.
I mean? But
Ricky Fowler,
it was unbelievable for him to just grind it out, make those putts. I mean,
that's the part.
Yeah, I mean, how do you – I was on 17. He's making like a five or six-footer with all that pressure. And to be that focused and be that kind of a grinder is really impressive.
We were speaking after the event, and – the one thing that really strikes me, and I don't know if you guys remember, but watching the Masters years ago, a guy had a two-footer, and you were nervous for him. Because it seems like there were a lot of short putts missed.
Yeah.
Scott Hoke. And nobody misses now.
Oh, Hoke, that's who I'm thinking of.
Well, that's a very good point. But from 4 to 5 feet out, it's like a tap-in now. And I don't know if it's because the greens are just so pure that, you know, they don't worry about anything, but, you know, they don't worry about the speed. They just hit it and it stays online. Or the other thing is, I don't know if the greens are as fast as they used to be. They're fast, but you remember some of those were just, if they missed a two-footer and it ran 8 feet by.
That's a good point.
I don't see that anymore. But
there wasn't, you're right.
Nobody misses short putts down there anymore. And so, I mean, it's neither good nor bad. It's just an observation I had. But like Tim said, he didn't miss a putt.
I know. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Just dialed in, focused, didn't let the nerves get to him. And to hold the lead like that for such a long period of time.
That's
really
a lot of stress. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Ricky Fowler's coming close.
Yeah.
He's no longer the guy with the long hair and the orange outfit. He's becoming Butch Harmon put him to the test a couple of years ago, and he's knocking on the door right now.
Yeah. He'll get there. I mean, I think his demeanor he does not get overexcited, doesn't get down on himself. And I think – you know, I think the golf world is ready for Ricky to win.
Yeah.
I think so, too. You know what the worst part of the Masters is the next week? Well, it's such a downer.
I know.
Augusta's just perfect. Everything about Augusta is perfect. The best players, the best golf course, and nothing against the Heritage.
No, because it's a cool golf course.
It is a cool golf course.
I couldn't force myself to watch that, though. Just because of the letdown.
Did you see the leaderboard Sunday? I flipped it on, and I'm like,
yeah.
That was, yeah.
And it's a tight golf course.
Did you watch that final round? That was one of, talking about making putts.
Yeah.
This poor kid, I mean, he missed five footers in a row on the last five holes. I mean, he couldn't make anything.
No.
He was driving in the fairway. I've never seen a guy choke the tournament away by hitting every fairway and hitting it on the green. You know what I mean?
No, it was all putting or lack thereof.
Oh, and it's tough to hit fairways there.
You could see him, like, the putter was, like, twisting in his hand. I felt so bad, but... Anyway, I agree with you, Darren. I mean, it's a beautiful golf course, and it's a great senior. The 18 holes, the lighthouse coming down, but it's kind of like a little bit of a hangover.
Yeah, not a whole lot of fun. That's like Davis Love's tournament. Didn't he win that a lot? Isn't that the one, the Heritage, I want to say?
Yep.
Well, we'll get back to some more major golf coming up. And I know I'm a whiner about the U.S. Open recently, the last few years, that they've went away from traditional golf courses. I'm going to be happy this year. I can't wait. Because the U.S. Open's at Shinnecock in June, and if the wind is up, plus five's going to win it. Plus six. I guarantee if the wind's up, plus five's going to win it. If the wind is okay, maybe one under wins it. This is U.S. Open golf.
I hope they shoot 20 under.
I'm going to DVR all four rounds, and I'm just going to watch that every year. That's going to be my U.S. Open from now on.
Well, let's make a little bet here and now, not knowing any better.
On what there's no betting at Bushwood, sir.
The winning score will be under par.
I want to see the weather conditions.
All right, I know, regardless.
That's a big difference on that golf course.
If it's windy and rainy, the scores will be under par.
No.
Yes, they will.
Tim, you want to break the tie?
I don't know. What was the – well, last time it was there. Remember when they were watering the green
was
between –
Was that Wingfoot or Shinnecock?
No, that was Shinnecock.
That was Shinnecock.
On 17, they were watering the green Tom in between Meeks, the, on the par three.
Yeah.
The greens that were brown?
Yeah, they had to water in between shots.
That's U.S. Open golf.
Well, that cost Tom Meeks his job, too, by the way. Yeah.
And I think that was under par, but I don't know.
Well, I guess I look back to the one at Pinehurst when Keimer, everybody looked at that golf course and said, my God, it's impossible. And what did he, he's 12 under or something? I mean, now granted, it was only one player that really, you know, beat the course up that week. But I don't know. I'm just so impressed with the players today.
Good
and
point.
How well they play. It's just hard to believe not one of them is going to break par, regardless of what's happening. So that's, again.
Well, and the USGA probably doesn't want that.
It seems like they're
they've changed.
They've
believe me, they have changed their outlook. Now, probably not as much for the U.S. Open, but some of the other major championships that they hold. But they have even they've softened a little bit as far as the U.S. I mean, we saw it, Erin Hills last year when they started cutting some fescue in anticipation, and so I don't know. It'll be fun to watch.
It's a great venue. Yeah,
it really is. Yeah,
a lot of history.
I like the good old days when even par was an awesome score after 72 holes. And I think now they are afraid to have 7-8 under win the golf tournament. I think they must feel like viewers want to see more birdies. One week a year, I just want to see
put them to the
best.
Test.
Absolutely, put to the test. Well, I want to see them grind like we have to, playing much easier golf courses, you know and just
I don't disagree with you, Darren, but here's the difference.
Okay.
Last year at Salem Country Club, the Senior Open first round, Kurt Triplett shoots 62. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The field average that day was 72.5. Now, the course setup guy we have, we were with him out there, and we were like, gosh, what are you going to do to prevent that? And he goes, what are you talking about? One guy? He said, no, the course held up just fine.
Interesting.
And I go back to the Keimer thing, too, at Pinehurst.
He's an outlier.
He was the only one that really did some damage. So the USGA wouldn't, therefore, on day two, you know, tuck the pins and this and that to protect against because it was one guy. Because
he'll come back to earth.
And that's exactly what happened. He didn't win.
Right.
So I guess it depends. If the whole field is under par at a U.S. Open, they would not sleep well, and they'd do something about it. So
it's a good point.
Well, I'll say this. At the 2019 U.S. Senior Open at Warren Golf Course, I want to see Miguel make a few birdies because we want to see a little dancing and smoking.
Nobody rooting harder for him to win at Broadmoor this year because as a defending champ, they've got all
media
kinds
session.
Of obligations. Right. Yeah. I'm really worried about some guy who used to work the assembly line in a Ford plant who
qualifies
and wins.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I thought you were building to a person. I'm like, wow, this is going to be a great name drop.
No,
I can't wait to hear who you're going to criticize in advance.
No, it's not happened as far as I know in the recent past, but like Alan Doyle, you know, a guy like that.
Or the guy that won the first senior PGA at Benton Harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Saoki.
Roger.
Or no, Chapman.
Chapman,
Roger,
yeah.
Chapman.
I mean, most.
I mean, a nice guy, I'm sure. Yeah. I just don't want Nobody him as the really face of the championship necessarily. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Can you imagine if it was Colin Montgomery?
Oh,
that would
be
interesting.
Yeah,
that'd
Colin
be a
and
lot
I could
of fun.
Spend all kinds
John
of time together.
Best
he, you know what he would do? He would say, "You look familiar. Were you at Benton Harbor harassing me a few years back?"
Those were all in whispers. We were having a blast because he was mad at somebody in the stands, and it was just so much fun to watch him. His head just getting bright red.
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
No doubt.
Well, imagine if John Daly would win this year.
Oh, my goodness.
That might be the best.
I think the Notre Dame administration would love that.
The Golden Dome administration may be a little.
Next Notre Dame Day, they could have John Daly on. Oh,
we do have a Hooters here. So he's got somewhere to set up his
yeah, that's RV. True. That's true.
We might get a sponsorship to the show out of that, you know?
He could come on the show, possibly.
That would be great.
But that's at 8 in the morning on a Saturday. I'm doubting he's up that, unless he's got an early tea time.
He could play guitar for us.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it could be worse.
I was trying to decide whether to make a comment or I'm going to not say it. Not going to say it. I'm going to hold back.
We're hopeful.
I think the public here would love it.
Oh,
my popular goodness. Win, for sure.
The guy still moves the needle.
He does.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Following him in Benton Harbor 2 years ago.
Warren's the kind of golf course that John would
I don't know.
Really
you know,
thrive at, do you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, he still has that temper. He gets fired up if he hits some shots. I mean, he's got the cigarette going.
Oh, yeah.
It's a treat. He played with, I think it was Longer. And Bernard was just didn't let it affect him. He just
that was the Rocco was with him too. So
that's
he had
right.
the two cigar or cigarette cigar smoker, and then he got Bernard. So,
gosh, that's going to be fun. But you know what? I mean, in all seriousness, I'm not just saying this, but when I drive onto not literally onto Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, but when I drive up to it, you get out of the car, it looks like a U.S. Open golf course.
I mean, with the
I really do
fescue
think so.
And stuff,
yes.
I mean, it is old style. It's a throwback
yes.
design. And I'm
– It's not hard.
I'm really looking for – I mean, obviously selfishly, but I really am looking forward to see how the golf course holds up because the USGA really thinks that it will withstand these guys because of the smaller putting surfaces. And we're not going to be tricking the greens up. You know, they think the course will hold up on its own. So I certainly hope so.
I haven't asked Tim in advance.
Yes.
But in terms of your golf tournament, is everything a go this year?
Symmetra Tour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
June 8th, 9th, and 10th. So same week as we've had it. It'll be the 8th annual.
8th annual already. So there's a sign. We've been doing this at least 8 years then.
Oh, it's 9. Oh, I think we're on 9 there, pal. Yeah.
I moved back from Arizona in 2010. I think we did it the first year I came back.
Yeah, this is the 9th season. We go
9 times.
Wow. Yeah.
9 times.
Wow.
Time has flown, to say the least. Now look at
if
you guys.
If we don't straighten up, we're not making 10, I'll tell you that. We got to get it together.
They haven't found any alternative programming yet in 9 years. Not that they haven't tried.
I mean, 9 years ago, you guys had no big golf tournaments. Now, look at you guys. I mean,
it's all due to the show.
That's right.
Oh, gosh. If it's all due to the show, I can't wait to see the seats I have at your two golf tournaments this year then. Because I'll have the best seats of the house. I'll be sitting with the USGA director, I'm sure.
That would be no fun.
Are you anywhere near the Big 5-0? Could you get a sponsor exemption into the?
I'm 4 years away from Yeah, 4 years away from that.
Well, unfortunately, next time they don't do the exemption, so Timmy will have to give you one into Symmetra.
Now, don't try to be cute because all Firestone and I have to do is start going down the road of you picking up a golf club and playing in the U.S. Senior Open at your golf course.
I think they won't let me play because it's my home field.
That's right.
It would be unfair to all the other players.
Yeah.
It would be unfair to anybody got paired with me.
It'd be unfair to the crowd, I think.
Is our other co-host going to try to qualify?
Yes, he is.
Oh, good.
That's the promise he made, Scott Gump.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're hoping. I mean, we're holding to it. And the kids on the team were aware of that. And so they're pushing him, too. This is our assistant golf coach.
I heard they've got a pretty good team this
they
year.
They really do. The new coach has worked out fabulous so far. He's kids have responded really well to him. And the recruiting class we got coming in is by far the best we've ever had. We got a kid from, I think I can comment on him now because he's already committed, from Taiwan, who's played in five Asian Tour events already as a 16-year-old at one point. Wow. He won an event, I think, a couple weeks ago by 12 shots or something. He's fantastic.
I'm surprised you can even get to South Bend from Taiwan.
It's amazing. Really? It's amazing that he, because he could have gone just about anywhere. And Scott and John did a really nice
job.
That's
great.
So, yeah.
Did they go there to recruit him? Do you know?
Nope.
No?
Nope. He came here. Yeah. I mean, obviously, he made an official visit. But he was in contact with Scott quite a bit because of Scott's history on tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I think it really intrigued the kid, and he feels that maybe Scott can help him get there too. So
that's great.
Yeah. Yep. So should be fun. We'll have Mr. Gump on sometime, and he can explain.
Yeah. And the new head coach.
Yeah, right? John, we definitely got to get John on here. Yeah.
Look at that. We got a little powerhouse starting maybe.
I hope so.
That'd be cool.
Yep.
Got the facilities for it. That's the thing. All right. Mm. Well, there's like five other topics left on the table for the first segment. We'll just save those.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. That's good.
Because we accomplished a lot in the first 11 minutes, so we're just going to push everything back. All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on at the Pro Shop at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. I want to hear about the merchandise you have for the U.S. Senior Open and a whole lot more. Of course, you're a titleist guy, so I'm always extra interested in what's happening there.
Okay.
So you have all the answers?
Yeah, I don't have answers.
That's a great tease for people.
I have information. I don't know what the question is.
Thanks for really getting the folks excited about the next segment. You can now push that button on your dial.
You guys know I don't like talking about myself, so that's why.
No, you just name drop other people. Steve Flesh and Patrick Reed. Yeah, I remember the time I had a board meeting and Donald Trump walked in. And
oh, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, you cannot
share.
I don't tell my Trump stories.
Yeah.
It's too divisive.
We better get the break.
Yeah, might as well. All right, we've got John Foster, Tim Firestone, Darren Pritchett, The Golf Show, brought to you by Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, Blackthorn Golf Club, Lechleitner Door, Kurt Outdoor Living, and Zollman's Tire and Auto Care on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. The Golf Show continues from 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, brought to you by Blackthorn Golf Club, Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, Zollman Tire, Kurt Concrete and Outdoor Living, and Lechleitner Door. I'm the stumbling Darren Pritchett. He's John Foster. He's Tim Firestone. And right now we're going to take a little tour of the Pro Shop at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. And the first thing that I need to know, since the U.S. Senior Open is coming to Warren in 2019, what type of merchandise you have that people can pick up right now?
Well, we are getting fully stocked with it. We started selling some last fall and through the winter. But coming into this season, obviously, we're gearing up. So everything you can think of, I mean, in terms of polos and outerwear, sweaters, hats, as far as the manufacturer, we've got Peter Millar, Under Armour, and Cutter & Buck, who's doing the majority, and Ahead is doing our hats. But those are suppliers that are also favored by the USGA, and they're qualified suppliers for Notre Dame. So it's worked out perfectly. The merchandise tent is actually for the championship. We'll have all three of those manufacturers. We already got the promise of the fixtures. They have to bring in fixtures. This thing is like 10,000 square feet, so it's huge. So we got that taken care of. Volunteer uniforms will be supplied by Under Armour as part of our agreement with the university. Yeah, it really is. And we're going to be launching volunteer opportunities as well as ticket opportunities coming up very shortly. We've already launched to the Notre Dame community, and the response has been very overwhelming at this point. So, yeah. But as far as in the shop, we have plenty of gear as well as our regular Notre Dame gear. And not many people to buy it so far this year, so we got a lot of it.
Okay.
It keeps coming in regardless of whether people are buying it or not.
Tim, so. It sure seems like he's going to need some clothing models to
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. And so in probably 2020, I'd love to outfit you guys in 2019 gear that's left over. So keep an eye out for that, guys.
He'll have a lot of smalls and triple extra
large. Triple X's and smalls. That's right.
Well, we'll need three smalls to probably make it work for us, but we'll do the best. I was curious.
Yeah.
in terms of the logo, which is always cool for these major championships, did Notre Dame have a say, or is this all USGA?
Oh, no, we actually developed the logo and submitted it to the USGA for approval. And they were very lenient as far as, that's the right word. The Notre Dame, if you've seen the logo, is very prominent inside that logo. And all the USGA really requires is that you mention, you have the name of the championship and the year of the championship in the logo. They're going to a different thing where it's with the Senior Open now, it's the name of the championship and the anniversary year, like we're the 40th. Mm. So those are the two acceptable forms, but they've been very cooperative. And we co-own that logo with them, so they're very restrictive on where that can be used in terms of co-branding. And, you know, Notre Dame's very protective of their logo. So it's worked out really well so far. Yeah, it's a really cool logo. People responded very well to it.
Do they have, when they build and you have the pro shop for the tournament, do you guys share in the revenue? Is it their revenue?
Well, this is kind of a different setup we have with USGA contractually. Normally, that's a revenue share. In our case, it's all us. That was kind of
unique. So you staff it and everything?
Yeah, it's staffed by volunteers, and then Bruno Event Team, who is our management company, will have staff there. The system that we use for point-of-sale system and tickets and everything is a company contracted by Bruno as well. So they'll have all the point-of-sale stuff.
Okay.
And then the manufacturers like Cutter & Buck.
Oh, they bring their own
They have their own reps out there. You know, Mark Beerby with Cutter & Buck works the opens and stuff like that. So it's fully staffed. It's amazing the amount of merchandise that is sold at one of these events.
And they take it all back if they don't sell it, or are you stuck with it?
We buy it, we buy it. And then there are restrictions by the USGA on where one can, quote, dump after the event. Oh. Now, we happen to have the luxury of the bookstore center, the what do they call it, the one on Ironwood.
The closeout
kind of
store.
Yeah, closeout store, which we're able to use that. And then we'll have our apparel in the bookstore this fall for football season. There's some there now, but we'll have a better presence there.
You'll probably do really well with that.
I would hope so. You know, I really would. The amount of people that go through that place, as you guys know, is just astronomical. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we're good as far as the merchandise goes. So we're really looking forward to it.
Yep. Okay, let's move along to some of the golf clubs that are now in your shop. Anything new from Titleist?
The irons this year and the hybrid. You know, they go every other year, and they stagger the woods, and then they stagger the irons. So they're into the 918 irons this year. I got a set, and they have a new AP3. As you know, we had an AP1, which was more game improvement, AP2, better players, AP3. When it first came out, I thought, okay, it's kind of a hybrid game improvement, this and that. And then the more I talk to people that played it in the business, I know some really good players. And, you know, Anthony Andrews, he's down at Blue Ash in Cincinnati. You know Anthony. Mm-hmm, sure. Okay. Really good player. Well, I talked to him, and he's like, because I originally was going to order AP3s, three iron through six iron, and then do the AP2s. And the higher, he says he's all AP3s.
Hmm.
And so I tried them last fall. They came in last fall, and the ball flight for me is so much lower, which I need because I hit it so high, and they look incredible. Hmm. So we have that in the shop. We have the demo sets and everything so people can come out and play with them a full round if they would like or just hit them. Really impressed. I mean, I think guys on tour are playing it too. They use more of a hybrid set in their bag, and then the new hybrid from Titleist is really good. So, yeah, and that's, as you guys know, I mean, we don't stock a lot of other brands in there. We're able to get them, but as Tim can attest, having these demos aren't free, and the trial sets aren't free. So
really?
It's really hard. You get a break, but they're not free by any means. So
that seems odd to me.
Well, what we do, I mean, we bring in trial sets, and then we convert those to rental clubs after that set. You know, we have a new set come in. But that being said, it's really hard, unless you're a big box store, to have Callaway drivers available, Ping drivers, all these different demos and stuff. So, so we're limited more or less to Titleist.
And what about this new Titleist golf ball?
You know what?
I have not played.
I've taken it with me for this weekend. Cody played it last fall and said it's unfair. It goes so much farther.
Really?
And Titleist
are the guys on
not,
tour playing it already?
Yeah.
I think it's already been tested and all.
Yeah.
Been through that process.
Is it a Pro V model or different?
It's higher. It's more expensive than the Pro V, right?
No, it's positioned with the NXT.
Oh, okay.
Which is crazy. Now they haven't launched it in this market yet for general consumption. It was Florida this winter. I think it's the APV or APX, or I should know this. It's really an interesting positioning because they don't look at it as a replacement for the Pro V. But I think what you're going to find are some mid handicaps and even low handicaps are going to convert to this ball. It's not because of the price; it's because of the distance difference.
So it's more of that theory where people, if you didn't have a 95 mile an hour club head speed, then you shouldn't be playing the Pro V1.
Yeah.
And so Bridgestone kind of had that market.
That's exactly. I think that's what they're looking for.
That's probably where they're going at.
Yeah, and I think what they're going to find out is they're going to displace a lot of their Pro V1 sales with it once people play it. So, yeah, I don't know. I know enough about it to be dangerous at this point, but I just know anecdotally people
have talked to. It's
the AVX. That's it, AVX.
AVX. Okay, yeah. So coming soon.
Coming soon.
All right, very good. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
People can stop by your office and say, hey, John, how are you?
The pro shop will be put to much greater, better use during the championship in that it's going to be an entertainment area, and our counter is going to be a bar. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't it usually?
Okay. Officially, it's going to be a bar. How's that? So, yeah, a much better use.
Well, I see we have a segment of the future coming up that we just uncovered.
I like that.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, check out the Pro Shop. And you got to check out the U.S. Senior Open merchandise that is available. We'll come back and do more Sports Beat. Actually, more Golf Show. There's the first time. See, I did it last year and I
caught
so much
grief. That shows you where we
rank.
Yep. How's that make you feel, Tim?
I mean, it's
second class.
It's 300 days a year, I have to say that. I'm in the same seat. It's just hard. The Golf Show, the greatest show I've ever been a part of, continues next on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. We're back on the Golf Show on 96.1 WSBT. John Foster, Tim Firestone, Darren Pritchett with you on this Saturday morning. We started the program complaining about the weather. Looks like the weather's improving. So let's just talk about your golf courses for a second. Tim, from your standpoint, how good a shape is Blackthorn right now?
Well, there's not very many divots, I'll tell you that. No, the golf course came through the winter perfectly. I mean, no snow mold, grass on the greens. We had the Bethel College Invitational last weekend, and we rolled and mowed, and the greens were quick and fast and nothing but great compliments on the conditions of the golf course. So we're ready for golfers. Call 232-GOLF and come out and play, and it's ready for some divots to be taken, I'll tell you that.
And the driving range ready to roll.
Absolutely.
Very good. Mr. Foster at Warren Golf Course.
Our driving range isn't ready to roll. As you know, we rebuilt.
U.S. Senior Open improvements.
We rebuilt both ends of it for the teams, too. So we'll have a temporary range set up down in front of our normal tee, hopefully by mid-May, and hopefully it'll be grown in by July 1st or so. But as far as the golf course, same thing with Tim. I mean, we were all dressed up with nowhere to go come March 15th. The grass is not growing and still isn't growing very much because of the overnight temps that's prevented the ground or the ground temperatures to come up. But as far as, you know, the condition of the grass, the condition of the greens, it's perfect right now, and it's just so that makes it even more frustrating that the weather's not cooperative.
And that's the thing, even after a rough winter, these greens are going to be ready to roll as soon as it warms up.
Yeah, I mean, they're
right now, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely right, as I say. I mean, it would be different if we had a lousy conditioned golf course and we needed to grow in somehow. I'd say, oh, that's great that nobody's playing right now, but that's not the case.
In terms of just getting people ready to go out and play golf, any suggestions to get them revved up and ready to go to get out there? Like when they get the clubs out of the garage, what's the first thing they should do?
Make sure they have their credit card or cash.
Oh, goodness.
I guess that's the real answer, isn't it?
That's true. I would suggest hitting at least a small bucket and just, you know, get the cobwebs off and check those grips. We talk about this every spring, but you would be shocked what a little investment of regripping your golf clubs will do to your golf game and just your overall, I think, feel of playing.
Oh, yeah.
And let me just ask this. We've got about a minute and a half here. But in terms of, since it has been so cold and it's still going to be a little cool, can people do a practice session, Tim, at the Blarney Hole?
Absolutely. We're open now Wednesday through Saturday, and we've been very busy in there. So there's one side of owning the indoor golf place is that when you have the bad weather outside. But it's a great place to practice. Thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that.
Launch angles and all that stuff
Absolutely.
Available?
Absolutely. It'll track all your shots on the screen. You can see your shot patterns, and then you can actually have that emailed to you so you can go to your office and study it, you know, all those golf people. But, no, it's a great way to get in there and at least, you know, get some swings in. So
baseball is becoming golf.
Same deal.
Launch angles.
I see that, yeah. I mean,
launch angles, a big thing.
Exit velocity.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The same thing as ball speed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're talking about the same things.
And down in Dayton this week, I was watching the Cubs bullpen sessions. They have all these cameras now around them. And I'm looking at the computer screen, and there's angles.
Wow.
I mean, it's absolutely bizarre.
Vectors. That's
it's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It's absolutely crazy, the stuff.
I don't know if it's good, but it's crazy.
I mean this politely, but the Reds might want to look into that at this point.
Well, we're going to really be hurting now because they fired our manager this week, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a manager that loses 100 games a year. can't get rid of that
guy. Have you looked at the roster?
Oh, my goodness.
You got to use Cliff Pennington as your starting third baseman. Good night, Irene.
Well, you can't.
They've got an awesome prospect ready to go. Nick Senzel. I've seen him. He's wonderful. Bring him up.
But you can't. Shut down Cliff Pennington. You go.
We hope to contain him. We'll wrap up this golf show next on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Let's wrap up the golf show. What's coming up at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame? It's John Foster.
I think we've covered that already.
The phone number.
It is 631-GOLF and warrengolfcourse.com, 2019USSeniorOpen.com, too, for volunteer opportunities.
Awesome.
Well done. You have a tough act to follow, Tim at Blackthorn.
So open for golf. Black cards are for sale, and we have the Symmetra Tour coming up. Volunteer sponsorship or opportunities still available. Blackthorngolf.com, 4WinsInvitational.com, and 232-4653.
Fantastic. It's been a pleasure as always, and I can't wait for next week in the first 10 minutes, the name dropping that John Foster will do. So it's 3 weeks in a row. We get some big-time names, so you have a week to work on it.
Oh, that's all right. I'll get it.
The Golf Show brought to you by Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, Blackthorn Golf Club, Leck Leitner Door, Kurt Outdoor Living, and Zollman's Tire and Auto Care from 96.1 WSBT South Bend.